Hey, everybody, welcome to Conversations That Matter. I am your host, Alex Newman, senior editor at The New American, and we have a very special guest for you today. You have probably noticed the insanity surrounding January 6th. We've had top political leaders claim it was like the Civil War or worse. Seriously, it was an insurrection. It was treason, sedition, all kinds of crazy stuff. And with us today, we have the director of a new hit film that blows the lid off of this fraudulent narrative and shares the truth. His name is Chris Burgard. He's an award-winning filmmaker. He's done incredible projects, The Ruining, Border, Honduras on the Brink. He has done videos that have received a third of a billion views over his career. He's been with Breitbart. He's described as one of the most dangerous media guys on the planet. In 2020, he teamed up with Hollywood legend Nick Searcy. And we'll talk about him a little bit. He's the producer, the star in the film. He's been in 5 Oscar-nominated films. He received a Peabody. Big deal. And they teamed up and produced this incredible film, Capital Punishment. Now, we know the latest Rasmussen poll shows 56% of Americans believe the election was fraudulent. So this group of people that went to Washington, D.C. to complain about what they viewed as an illegitimate election were certainly not fringe or outside of the mainstream. And yet they're being portrayed as terrorists. There's a huge amount of fake news surrounding this. Chris, welcome to the program. Thank you for coming on. A lot of fake news out there. You know, tell us just real quick before we go to the preview, how fake is the media narrative? I mean, how closely does it resemble reality based on what you found while doing this movie?
Everything they're telling you is a lie.
Wow. And that sounds typical with the mainstream media. But let's go ahead and roll this preview so you guys can see the incredible work that these men have done. So let's roll that.
This is treason.
Where's God?
Officer, I can't breathe.
I can't even.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with your
hands. I step out, I have red dots all over my chest.
They broke the door down.
Hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands up!
I was in jail for 4 straight days.
Oh, I recognize you from Portland. I've seen people from Portland here, Antifa.
I was paid to pretend to protest.
We need to come together as Americans again and remember why we started this country.
An insurrection? Without arms? What are they talking about? And why are they lying?
So, wow, that was some pretty incredible footage, Chris. You know, we heard from the media early on that this was a deadly assault on the Capitol. We heard that these evil, seditionist, insurrectionist rioters had beaten a policeman to death with a fire hydrant. You know, what really happened? You know, you show in even in the preview there, you show some of the Antifa involvement. Was the FBI involved? What really happened? I mean, we all know what the fake media wants us to believe. What really took place that day?
So what really took place is you had upwards of possibly 2 million people that were there. And as you see in the trailer, I mean, you never saw those images in the media. What you had was the president asked people to peacefully march down to the Capitol. And then as you'll see in the movie, they completely re-edited what he said to make it seem like he was asking for aggression. That's beyond fake news. That's propaganda. That's psyops, military level type disinformation to control a population. What we didn't see on the whole walk down, because Nick and I were there, my family was there, we had cameras all over. What we didn't see marching from the speech down to the Capitol were news crews or law enforcement. And I said to my wife, I said, honey, I got a bad feeling. I'm getting deja vu here. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, look around you. Where's CNN? Where's Fox? Where's law enforcement? There's nothing here. That tells me that the images of grandmothers and families is praying, there's a lot of praying that day, a lot of singing, isn't what they're going to run with on the news today. I got a bad feeling that there's going to be an event that happens when we get to the Capitol building. Just as I said that, my buddy Nick was down at the Capitol building, and he filmed this, He calls me. He said, I just saw the Capitol Police move the bike barriers. They're letting people into the Capitol building. When he said that, I got a pit at the bottom of my stomach. It was like I was back in Honduras during the attempted color revolution down there. I saw what happened there. I was on the ground. And I turned to my wife and I said, honey, somebody's going to die today. And a couple hours later, Ashley Babbitt was dead. What we saw that day, I've been going to these events like this here and in Central America for on and off for 17 years. You didn't see any anti-protests, which you almost always see. And what we did see was people pretending to be MAGA, trying to incite us to violence, to attack the police. I saw that. I filmed that. As you'll see in the movie, we have three-letter guys and ex-military guys that were there that day. They saw that happen. One of the fellows in the film was a guy named John Guandolo. He was Force Recon Marine. He was a SWAT team leader with the FBI. He was the FBI's liaison to the Capitol Police Department for a year. If anybody knows how to protect VIPs and work with Capitol Police, it's this guy. He was there that day. He'll tell you in the film how he was there with other national security experts, and they were seeing cells of people go in and people go in pairs. We call them Agent Provocateurs, APs. They were all there that day. And something interesting happened to me towards the end of the day. You'll see in the movie, this girl that was trying to get us to attack the Capitol Police, I ran into FBI agents on the ground. Now, my dad graduated FBI Academy at Quantico, 109th session. My dad was a veteran. He's law enforcement. So when I saw FBI agents on the ground, my family and I went up to him and said, hey, you got bad people here. And they're trying to get people to do bad things. They're trying to do violence to the Capitol Police. Do you want me to point them out? They're like, no, thank you. I was like, you want to take a report? No, we're good. And that turned out to be an incredibly horrible foreshadowing of what we saw Chris Wray say when the head of the FBI sat down to Congress and said that he saw no evidence that there were anarchist type organizations or personnel from like Antifa or BLM there that day. And we were there. We saw them. We filmed them. John Sullivan in the Capitol building filmed himself. For the director of the most powerful intelligence agency on the planet to say there was no evidence of that kind of activity is truly something that bears further investigation.
Wow. Yeah. And it looks like more and more information is coming out now. We've seen on Revolver News some very suspicious decisions not to prosecute key people involved here, even though they were the leaders of an alleged conspiracy. Very, very strange things going on here. And hopefully we'll learn more about the role of the FBI and Antifa. One of the things we do know, and you showed some clips of this in your film, is that the FBI has been just absolutely terrorizing people all across the country. People who just might have shown up there. They're sending Bearcats coming out with, sniper rifles showing up at people's houses. Actually, just yesterday, was on the phone with an individual who's been in jail in D.C. for months and months now. They just offered him a plea bargain. I think he said 108 months in prison for this. Of course, he's not going to take it. But what's going on with the prosecutions? As far as I understand, nobody's been charged with insurrection yet. But what do you think they're doing? What's the agenda here with terrorizing these people? And do you think they're going to expand the net, or have they got everybody they want?
No. You're absolutely right. It is to terrorize the people. It's to send a message that if you disagree, if you stand up and say, hey, I think the election was stolen, hey, I think there's a problem here, they're going to take you down and destroy you. There were three people I was working with, and in the middle of making this movie, they all got arrested from the FBI. Neither of these three people entered the Capitol building. They did not go into the Capitol building. What they did do was help local communities board up when BLM was coming to do a protest. They run security in their church. They do ministry outreach to homeless people. They organize Trump caravans. So that was the common thread between these guys. And there's a fellow you're going to meet in the film, Coy Griffin. He's an Otero County commissioner from the state of New Mexico. He is the founder of Cowboys for Trump. He got arrested for praying at the Capitol. He didn't go in the Capitol building. He was on the scaffolding. He was praying to multitudes of people. And when he got arrested, he was in jail for 9 days without a phone call to his attorney. 9 days in the United States of America without a phone call to his attorney. And he ended up being in jail for 3 weeks under conditions that are third world, from the septic water coming out of the toilets to the bugs in the bed and in his food, should not be happening in America. One of the families that the FBI raided their house, the Martinez family, they tried to portray Antonio Martinez as a supremacist. He's lost his job because the FBI had some communication with his landlords that he was guilty of hate crimes. So they used the hate crime cause in his lease to kick him out of his house. So his family's homeless. He lost his job, never went in the Capitol. They flashbanged his family, 4-year-old kids in there, 7-year-old kids. They put his 13-year-old daughter in handcuffs. I mean, she couldn't hear after the flashbang went off and they broke down their back door. This is a suburban family. This isn't a suburb. Dr. Simone Gold, who is leading the charge against, you know, putting out the true science and the vaccine and COVID and everything that's been going on, they could have called her up and made an appointment with her assistant if they needed to see her. You know, they knocked down her door and came in with, you know, a dozen armed, tacked out FBI agents. They threw her comms director in jail for 4 days without a phone call. And it's not slowing down. It's not stopping. Nancy Pelosi wants the Capitol Police to open up stations in Florida and in California to go after the rest of the violent insurrectionists, as she calls them. We found out when the movie came out a couple weeks ago, there was someone in the small town next to us in tears calling my wife because the FBI came to her for 4 hours. She didn't go on the steps. She didn't go in the building, but she's so scared that the FBI came to her that she can't eat. She can't sleep. She's afraid to leave the house. You'll see in the movie, Lorene and Maureen Bailey, 2 74-year-old twins. They did go into the Capitol, but they went in the Capitol because the Capitol Police said it was okay. They asked, can we come in here? Do you mind? They said, no. They went in, they walked around for about 3 minutes, took some pictures, and walked back out. The FBI came to them because they were turned in by neighbors, that the Department of Justice was actually putting up billboards and telling people to report on their neighbors. I mean, does any of this feel familiar to you, Alex?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I grew up in the third world, and this is more banana republic than any banana republic I've ever lived in. It's hard to imagine that it's happening in our country. And now, of course, they've got the January 6th commission. Now they're trying to rake some of Trump's senior people over the coals. Now they want to prosecute Mark Meadows, chief of staff. It seems like they are not going to stop until they're forced to stop. What do you think is the ultimate agenda here, Chris? What are they hoping to accomplish with this false narrative that they've been spinning with this, with these attacks on the rights of people who were really peacefully protesting in Washington, D.C.? Is there a big picture here? Is this just intimidation of the political opposition, or what's going on?
It's bigger. You'll see we have a couple generals in the film. We have a professor from the Naval War College. We have, like I said, the ex-FBI foreign agent. And they will all explain to you how January 6th was years in the making. This is part of a much bigger attack on America. This is infiltration, not invasion. And they lay out how we got to where we are now. And we've seen this before. We've seen color revolutions in Egypt. We've seen color revolutions in Ukraine. We've seen color revolutions in Venezuela. And they tried to do one in Honduras when I was on the ground, only it didn't work there. And the reason it didn't work in Honduras is because you had the Supreme Court jump in and say, no, according to our Constitution, you can't do this, and it put an end to it. In our country, they just did a color revolution here. And the only difference between us and Honduras is when Texas filed the Supreme Court, they would not see it based on standing. You know, you'll see in the movie, there's 60 different cases where they say all the evidence, election evidence was deemed it wasn't worth looking into. They didn't bring it to court. No, there was no discovery evidence. Stuff was never presented. So when they tell you that all of Trump's cases have been knocked down, that's simply not correct. And Louis Gohmert, who is an ex-judge and an ex-justice, explains it and breaks it down in the film. The false narrative that is running is truly, truly frightening. This is the equivalent of William Wallace, King of England, invites all the leaders of the opposition to come to a barn for a meeting. Then he kills everybody in the barn. basically what's happening right now. You throw people in jail, you censor them, you take them off Facebook. Don't forget, every person that's arrested, they take their phones, they take their computers, and they haven't gotten them back. It's almost a year later. You know, how many of our contacts are on our phones? How many of our passwords for Facebook, for Instagram, for emails are all on our computers? So in the old days, you had to put somebody in a gulag. You had to kill them to shut them up. That's what Stalin did. That's what the Nazis did. Now, if you completely erase them from social media, you're just as effectively shutting off their voices. And it was hard making this movie, Alex. I've made some dangerous movies. This one concerned me more and for the safety of my family than any other film I've done. That was a challenge, but the challenge we've seen getting this movie out makes all that pale in comparison. I've never seen suppression of something like I've seen of this film.
That was my next question, Chris. How are they suppressing it? Are they manipulating algorithms? Is it difficult to find through the search engines? What are you seeing in terms of them trying to keep the lid on this?
Correct. Like the first day it came out, the first 2 days, Thanksgiving, it was all over Bing. You could find it, but you couldn't find it all on Google. Now, if you Google it, it now comes up. It didn't for a while. And there's some amazing articles that have been written, some great reviews from like PJ Media on the right, and also from Cine Gods and from True Hollywood on the left. I mean, this is why this movie is so frightening to the enemies of the United States, because it's just the truth. It's just what happened to the people who were there that day, and it's what happened to people since that day. And when you meet these people, when you see them, when you meet Ashley Babbitt's husband, when he tells you who Ashley Babbitt is, and you look at her military career, what she did, why she was there that day, it makes you question everything. It makes you go, wait a minute, why is this so incredibly different from what's being drilled into us every day in the media? And with the January 6th hearings, you know, why aren't they subpoenaing somebody like Millie Weaver, who's an investigative journalist that had infiltrated Zoom calls with people planning on doing operations just like this and on this day? And on these Zoom calls, it wasn't just far left activists, it was members of our own government. And she has these calls. We put some of them in the movie. She gave this information to the Capitol Police, to the FBI, to the Secret Service. She's given them actionable information before that they used to protect Senator Lindsey Graham. She was completely ignored this time. You know, is that the kind of evidence that should be brought up at the January 6th trial? I'd certainly like to find out more about that. There's so many questions, Alex, that aren't being asked and answered. They had a guy named Jacob Chansley. He was the media branded him as the QAnon shaman. He had the buffalo horns. I don't know if you saw that guy.
Yes.
Okay. So I ran into him twice that day, and he was just a stone, goofy guy that nobody took seriously. Nobody was following him. He tried to get QAnon chants going, and nobody got in with him. He was escorted by police into the chambers. You can see it. It's in the trailer. You see him walking in. He was escorted by police. If they didn't want him in there, they could have arrested him. They could have escorted him out. They could have told him no. The Capitol Police escorted him into the chambers. So this guy that the media then runs with as the QAnon shaman who led, you know, bloody, violent insurrection, that's what the narrative they tried to portray. I would like to know, why is he taking selfies with Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law? Why is he taking selfies with a guy named Sergei Debinin, who is an activist and a player in the bloody Ukrainian color revolution of 2014? A guy whose boss has three children, whose Vladimir Putin is their godfather. Now, these are way above my pay grade, but when you come across these things, you have to ask yourself, you know, what the heck is a guy from the Ukrainian Revolution? How did he get in the United States of America? Better yet, why is he at the Capitol building, just happens to be there on the 6th, and just happens to be taking selfies with the guy that they're going to portray as the leader of this violent insurrection? You know, I'm just a dumb cowboy that makes movies, but every intelligence guy that I've ever worked with says the reason they've been alive for decades is they never believe in coincidences. So I would like somebody to investigate the coincidence of why Buffalo Head dude is with Sergei Debinin. You know, come back to us with some real answers. That's the kind of stuff that the January 6th Commission should be asking, and they're not. And they should be asking questions like the people that they bust in that pretend to be MAGA. Who paid for those buses? Who paid for their hotel rooms? None of these questions are being asked, because that's not, the truth isn't the agenda here. And that's why they're trying to shut this film up.
Yeah. And that's why they wouldn't allow any legitimate Republicans to sit on the January 6th commission. They only put their toadies on, like Liz Cheney and the others who have been proven to be anti-Trump, anti-Make America Great Again movement, et cetera. It's pretty amazing. Chris, before we let you go, please tell us, what's the best way to get to the movie? Give out the website, please. I think it costs $9.99. You can stream it from your house. Tell us what's the best way to do that. And tell people how they can share this out, because like you said, it's being suppressed. The truth is being suppressed. People need to get this information out there. This is part of a huge narrative that needs to be exposed. So tell us, Chris, how do we watch the movie and how do we get the word out?
You watch the movie by going to capitalpunishmentthemovie.com, and that's capital with an O. CapitalPunishmentTheMovie.com, and you can try posting it on your social media platforms, but we've been seeing those being horribly shadow banned and post deleted. So really, once you see the movie, if you think you need to tell your friends, please do. You tell your friends, email your friends, email them the link, because it's getting shut down in ways I've never seen before. It's simply incredible. Actually, one of the people in the movie, a guy named Patrick Berge, he developed software for the Great Awakening, fighting in Iraq to unite. He developed software that it's called IIA, Interactive Internet Actions. And through his software, they targeted, through predictive analysis, they go through millions of email accounts and social media profiles, and they target people that could be suicide bombers. And instead, they hit them with information that tells them, hey, this is your Sunni brother over here. You should unite against ISIS. We can save the country. And it created an awakening. According to Patrick, that same programming is now being used in America to get people to be more violent, like on the left for Antifa, or for Oath Breakers and the Proud Boys on the right. He also believes now that we've had people that have tried to take a look at the suppression and the hacks and the attacks we've had on our websites, and they're telling us they've never seen anything like this, and they believe it's some of that same software that was developed for military purposes. That's how insanely hard they're trying to suppress this film.
Wow, incredible story. Well, Chris, we want to thank you for making the movie. Thank you for coming on to share, and please keep us updated on what happens. We'd love to have you back, and thanks for what you're doing.
God bless, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Bless you, too. All right, folks, that was Chris Burgard with Capital Punishment. Go check out the movie. Go do it now. Share it with your friends. This narrative must be exposed, this false narrative, because as he mentioned, the agenda goes way beyond just taking down a few Trump supporters, folks. The future of our country is on the line. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter. Thanks for watching. Share out the link. And until next time, God bless you all.